Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hello, hello there, and welcome to the Ludebrary. My name is Bailey, and I'm joined by my fellow lewd librarians.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Kristen.
And this is the Lewd Librarians podcast. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi. Before we get into it, just a little disclaimer. We are adults and we are talking about adult books with adult topics in them. So just be mindful of who is listening around you.
Thank you.
First things first, we made a super cute video for a Polycon. Like, shout out to Courtney for making it so cute.
Whoop, whoop.
If we don't get picked, I don't know who they're picking.
So true. Oh, no.
Courtney, are you frozen?
She's frozen on mine.
She's frozen on mine.
She looks really cute, though.
Yeah.
She's giving side eye.
She's doing that for you. She's doing
that. I love it.
You're frozen on my end. No.
I am?
We all are, apparently. Let's sign off. Let's exit and come back.
Hello.
Okay, hi. I'm back. That was scary.
Well, you literally froze like this.
It was giving model.
It was.
Dang it. That's crazy.
At first I was like, does she not like that we're complimenting her? And then I was like, oh, she's frozen. She's...
Oh, I was like, I couldn't even remember what we were talking about. I was like, oh, what are we
are we still recording?
Yeah, as soon as it started recorded.
Do you want to keep that in or redo it? I think we should redo it.
I think we should redo it just to make sure we have it all.
Yeah.
But if it's funny and it's still there,
yeah,
I'll use some of it.
Sounds good. Again, second thing second, I just would like to shout out Courtney, who edited our amazing Polycon video. It's so fucking cute. She went back through our old episodes and got like little clips. And I would just like to say, you are amazing. I could never.
Thank you. I would like to say that you guys are also really amazing, because I was like, I'm just going to sit at my desk and record. And you guys had props. And you look so freaking cute.
I wore my Darth Vader daddy shirt just for that reason.
It was perfect.
I thought also you looked cute.
What I thought was perfect was when we said like stepdaddy uncles, and we have that clip of me going, that's daddy's milk. I was like, that's so perfect.
Yeah. No, that was good. I don't know how you went back through all those videos, but love your work.
Thanks. I just watched her TikToks and said, that looks good. That looks good.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
My sister let me borrow her ring light. So she was like, did they notice your lighting was better than usual? I was like, I don't know. I will ask them. I see that.
You did look very professional, whereas I was in my pajamas and Christian made me put on a bra.
I was going out to the bar right after that. So, you know.
But yeah, if they don't pick us to be influencers at a Polycon, I don't know who they're picking, because that was cute.
I tried to do something that was a little bit different, and I think we have a good chance, because we are like, most of them are just like one person who just talks about books on their Instagram or TikTok, whatever. And we have the added advantage of doing a podcast. We also have, well, me anyways, I have no problem saying the really raunchy stuff. So hopefully they think that's funny and they They like
I it. Hope they don't mind me drinking straight from a Jose Cuervo bottle.
I think it's funny.
I literally was like, holy shit, she's hardcore. There's no chaser. There's no lime in sight.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. It was water in the Jose Cuervo bottle.
I was like, I know you're back at the Jersey Shore, but damn.
Yeah, no, I haven't gotten that far into my summer shenanigans yet. But, you know, by the end of the summer, that would be fine, probably. So
your liver will be up to it.
Gym tan laundry, everyone. Gym tan laundry.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone want to go over, like, good, bad, or ugly that happened these last few weeks for them?
I don't know if I have anything.
I mean, I moved-ish.
Oh, yeah.
I drove, so my parents flew over to Illinois from Jersey. We did a weekend in Chicago. They'd never seen it before. It was super fun. Then we packed up a U-Haul, drove the U-Haul to North Carolina, dumped everything in a storage unit, and then drove back up to Jersey. So I had a week in the car with my parents in cars and hotel rooms. I love them dearly. It was really nice of them to help me out because it was way cheaper this way. But let me tell you, I needed a stiff drink by the end. Yeah. So now I'm on an Aperol Spritz kick.
Period.
But I got to spend the day on the beach. So yay.
Yay. Courtney?
The Dallas Stars have made it to the third round of the playoffs.
It's shocking. It's amazing.
It's really amazing. They have to face the Oilers now, but I'm keeping good faith. I told Kristen that I think I'm going to have to start drinking Pink Whitney on game days because I did that Saturday. We drank a lot of Pink Whitney, still feeling it. But they won, so I think it's a ritual now. And hockey's nothing if not superstitious.
Yeah, I'm wearing a hockey shirt right now.
Oh.
Yeah. Go Ducks.
Yeah.
Even though we haven't made the playoffs in like 20 years. Go Ducks.
They're a young team. They just have to mature.
Yes.
They have potential. They've got great players.
Mm-hmm. Precisely.
Courtney dyed her money pieces pink and they're super cute.
Just on a whim. Just said, I'm doing it. Fuck it. I was tired of looking at them. They were kind of squirrely looking. I had to do something.
I like the pink.
I do
Thanks.
Too. I was staying at the Biltmore, Los Angeles this weekend because my dad is here for a conference, and I was sitting in the lobby of the Biltmore, like waiting for him to come back from the convention center because there was like a huge protest in front of it. So we had to like get a bus and like get over here to the hotel. So I'm just waiting for him. And I look over at the check-in line and I'm like, holy shit, is that Courtney? It looks so similar.
A little bit of a doppelganger.
Yeah, like tall, had tattoos on her bicep, like upper arm, had mm-hmm. the money pieces, dark mm-hmm. hair, and glasses. Yeah. I thought it was Courtney.
Yeah, and I think wasn't she wearing like a sleeveless, like a high neck tank top, which is my summer.
Yeah.
That's my summer uniform.
Yeah, I had to do a double
take. Did she have the cat butthole is the question.
See, that's your good. You didn't tell us about that.
I forgot. I don't know how I could forget about cat butthole.
That's amazing. Yeah. Who did it?
Jubilee. She works at Nomad here, but apparently she's moving away. I like her. Oh. She's moving. That's what happened. That's what you all do to me.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. We're still friends.
Blame WIU for Kristen.
I know.
Yeah, I would have stayed if it wasn't for them.
The cat butthole was only $25, and it went towards the Community Cat Project, which here in Macomb helps get stray cats fixed.
Oh,
so they're not reproducing. Yeah,
that's so nice. And you get a cat butthole out of it.
And I get a cat butthole. There were others on the flash sheet, but I thought I need a cat.
It's that one. You were like, yeah, it's got to be that one.
Yeah, my friend Lauren got a cat holding a knife.
See, I would have gotten that.
Yeah. That was a good.
I like the Grand Batma that the cat is doing.
Yeah, like just straight up, like leg to face.
Yes.
But yeah, I was in Los Angeles this weekend. I don't love going to downtown Los Angeles because unlike all the other big cities I've lived in, downtown Los Angeles is very dirty and very unsafe at night. Downtown Los Angeles is not my favorite, but my dad was we're training for a marathon. And when I say we're training for a marathon, I mean he hired a running coach and I'm using an app. And he was like, I got to run 12 miles on Sunday. And I was like, cool, 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 cool. And he's like, let's do it together. And I'm like, nah. And so
12? Absolutely not.
Yeah. And so I was like, I'm at the beginning of my training. Should I be at that point already? Because I'm not. So we worked out that morning and then we went to the Dodgers game, Dodgers versus the Angels, at the Dodgers Stadium. That was super fun. Super funny. My dad, so I bought jerseys for us, Ohtani jerseys with like the cherry blossoms on it. They're like super big. And I was wondering how I got them so cheap from Facebook Marketplace. And then I got them and was like, oh, they're fake. They're like super fake. Like they were like, like where the like embroidery was on the inside, it was like cardboard.
Oh no.
And yeah, so the first thing we did when we got in the stadium is my dad like beelines it to the merch stadium because he wants to the merch area because he wants to get a baseball jersey. And he's like, I'll get you one too. And then they're ringing us up and we're both like, guess how much each jersey was?
$250.
Okay. The world championship ones were.
Okay.
They were $274. The ones we got, which were just the regular ones, were $190 each. And so I look at my dad and I'm like,
that's insane.
Right? And I literally looked at my dad and I was like, yeah, I think that's what should have been my first clue that these were fake.
That's so crazy. Oh my God.
Considering like the most expensive like Ducks jacket I have, like was under $100. Mm-hmm. So wild. But anyways, I got to see my dad. I got to see a Dodgers game. We lost. My dad then dragged me down to Santa Monica Pier, which I'd never been to, which is very cute. But it was cold. And we walked another 2 miles. And then I went back to his hotel and we went to bed at like 8:45.
I love that for you.
I'm also rewatching the Twilight series.
Nice. Cute. Nice. I like to get drunk and do that and then like give drunk reviews like onto my Snapchat story.
Yes.
We should do that sometime.
We should.
Let's pick like a book movie, whether it's Twilight or something else.
Yeah. We do Hunger Games and I just scream at the TV the whole time because of Katniss Everdeen or Divergent.
Oh.
I was obsessed with those books in high school. I couldn't tell you a damn thing about what it's about.
The movies, if you ask me, horrible. I'm sure they are.
I don't remember the books either. But again, I can't rewatching the Twilight movies. I was like, this kind of makes me want to reread them. And then I'm like, but wait, weren't they like trash?
They're not great.
Well, I think like back then when we read them, we're like, these are the greatest things ever. But now we recognize, I'm not saying she's not a good author. I'm saying that like, maybe to us now the storyline might be kind of trash.
Yeah, but like for how old we were at the time,
I think it's great.
Yeah,
I mean
I was totally like waiting online for the midnight releases of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that time of my life. Good
and
time.
That's what I'm saying is when like a new Empyrean book comes out, I mm-hmm. feel the same way about that I did as Twilight, like when a new release. It gives me that same feeling.
Yeah, it's so nice.
Yeah. It gives me the same feeling as the Harry Potter Midnight book releases. Because mm-hmm. I never went to a Twilight book release, but
I did
for the Harry Potters. And like there's a Polaroid floating around in my parents' house somewhere of me like with a Harry Potter scar. Mm-hmm. Then I got like a witch hat. It's so bad. My head's like sticking through the cutout.
I didn't read Harry Potter till I was like 22, 23.
Oh, wow.
Oh, damn.
So I didn't, I mean, I went to the movies before, but.
And now you got a tattoo.
I know now. And I'm wearing my
Gryffindor.
It's one of those really soft Target shirts, too. It feels like jersey material, you know, like.
I like that.
Yeah.
Super soft.
My best Gaiath one's like that. It's super soft.
Yeah. It feels lived in.
Kristen went to the Harry Potter store in Chicago. Tell us all about it.
I did. Have we not filmed since I've done that?
No.
Oh, wait, I think
was me after that?
I feel like it
It was. It was the day you got back.
Oh.
It was really fun. You can talk about it again.
I still haven't mailed your mug, Bailey.
That's okay.
It's in my IKEA.
Now I am seeing you in June, so you could just give it to me.
I know, but I asked you and you said you prefer me to mail it.
Well, I thought you were going to mail it before you moved.
I know, me too. And then my life got hectic.
Not us like discussing logistics of mailing shit to each other on the podcast. Okay, so this, what book are we reading today, Kristen?
Oh, we are doing The Deep End by Allie Hazelwood.
Yeah. This is going to be really fun and interesting because I loved it, listened to the audiobook a month and a half ago, didn't write any notes. Kristen just listened to it and didn't finish it.
No, I had to DNF you guys. I'm so sorry.
I can't believe you DNF'd it. The ending is so good.
I couldn't. It was so boring. I was literally bored to death. Like, I don't know
how. Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
How someone can write for that many pages about nothing.
So. I think, you know, I was a competitive swimmer from the age of 4 to 18. And so to me, this book about diving and swimming, I was like, it brought me back to like my competitive years. I was like, I love it. Right. And you were probably like, this is so fucking boring.
No, like I actually would have liked to know more about the diving. That I feel like this book was a string of plot lines rotating where nothing was happening in any of them. And I wanted to know more about all of the things going on, but I couldn't. So you'll have to tell me how it ends. I really tried. I'm so sorry. And I know a lot of people love Allie Hazelwood, and I was very excited to read this book, and I'm not going to like write her off as an author because
you would like Bride. I think you'd like Love Theoretically.
Yeah, I am gonna go read her other books because I did hear that big fans of hers also like weren't super enamored with this book. So like I really don't mean to piss off the Allie Hazelwood community. But
don't add us.
I tried. I made it 83% through. That's so I made it to chapter 53. Is that what it was? Let me just fact check that here. 54.
Oh, nice.
So and there's like 65 or something.
I don't know. Okay. Unfortunately, my book doesn't show the chapters. Okay, let's get started.
Okay, but before we do, I have some content and triggers. Okay.
Oh.
Exploration of kink in some aspects of BDSM, always consensual and always negotiated. Mentions of sports injuries and calm down. Mentions of sports. All right. Mentions of sports injuries and orthopedic surgeries. Mentions of an abusive relationship, coercive control between the female main character and her father off page in the past. No physical violence ever occurs. Death of a parent off page and in the past. Terminal illness off page and in the past. Bullying off page and in the past. And as always, explicit and graphic sexual content and cursing and vulgar language.
Amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for always doing that because I forget. Because as an Instagram reel showed, it's like trigger warnings and they're like road hazards. And I'm just like, boop, boop.
Yeah.
Boop, I like don't going around them.
I never look beforehand, but there are some people, like when I'm in my Facebook groups, they're like, no triggers except. Whereas I'm just like, no triggers. I forget that some people don't want to hear about something. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you. Thanks for keeping us honest.
You're welcome. You may begin. I'm going to refill.
So the book starts off, it's a prologue, and we're at like a, is it like a luncheon, I think?
Yeah.
Like a luncheon between all the divers on the diving team, and they're talking.
It's giving like backyard barbecue, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. And is it Penelope?
Yeah.
Penelope like talks, like she says something like, does anyone else like not enjoy certain aspects of sex? And everyone's like, oh my God, but you have Lucas Bloomquist as your like boyfriend. He's hot. And they're like, what's wrong? And she's like, I don't know. She doesn't really like say much.
She like got, she's like drinking at this party, by the way. She doesn't drink a lot. So she just like has like two drinks and is like spilling her secrets.
Is she our main character?
No.
Oh, okay.
And our main character's name is
Scarlet.
Violet?
No, I was actually thinking when her name was Scarlet, I was like, well, at least it's not Violet, but still on the color wheel.
Like, how, but I couldn't remember. I was like looking through this book. I was like, fuck, what's her name?
Oh yeah, Scarlet. But most people call her Vandy. Her last name is like Vanderman or something. And you know how like sports people, they like to call each other like by the last names.
Because I totally was always called by my last name.
But yeah, so she goes by Vandy a lot.
Yeah, and Vandy's like, oh, that's interesting. But then they get sidetracked and Penelope doesn't mention it again.
Yeah.
And then fast forward to present day, they're at a backyard barbecue for the swimming and diving team. It's about to start off the season. And we basically learn that Scarlett had a devastating injury during her, was it her front end of freshman year?
It was, yeah, because she was out sophomore year and now she's a junior.
Yeah, so she had a devastating injury at the NCAA diving championships at the end of her freshman year, and apparently like broke her leg, and they had a concussion, maybe cracked some ribs, like all sorts of things. And apparently
there
like,
was a lot of stuff that happened. The main thing was the shoulder though.
Right. And like got out of the pool and was like, I'm ready to go, coach. And she's like broken. And they're like, no, you're not. So she spent the last like year and a half rehabbing.
Yeah. And they like kind of told her like they didn't know if she'd ever be able to dive again.
How did she do that?
She got the twisties.
Oh.
Landed wrong. Which if those who don't know, athletes who do like gymnastics, diving, figure skating, they sometimes get the twisties, meaning they forget where they are in space and then they land wrong, which can be very dangerous at such a high level of sport. Yeah.
I have to turn my lights up, so sorry. It's later here.
Yeah, we're on officially three different time zones, y'all.
Okay. Now I can see.
Hello. So we're at that party, and basically Penelope's there, like the whole team's there with their coach, and I forget how it happens. Do you remember how the conversation starts?
Oh, where she's like, oh my God, Lucas,
Yeah, I think Penelope gets drunk and she's like on the ground and Scarlett's next to her. And then her boyfriend, Lucas Bloomquist, comes over and he's like the hot Swede, right?
Yeah, he's from Sweden.
Good hot Swede. Mm-hmm. And Penelope's like, you like to do kinky shit. So does Scarlett. And then let Scarlett in on the secret that they've broken up, but it's like secret.
Yeah, so she's like, you guys should totally start fucking.
Yeah,
because
and Scarlett
you both
and
like
Lucas
BDSM.
Are like... But like Lucas agreed to like keep it on the DL, and so like everyone else on both teams, so the swimming and the diving team, think that they're still dating, and they've been dating since they were like 15.
Yeah, and that they were like the it couple. I think that's why they're keeping it a secret, because like he's the star of the swimming team and she's the star of the diving team. But Scarlett is also a really good diver, but like she's coming back from this injury. Mm-hmm. So like basically the campus would be shooketh if they found out that Lucas Blomqvist and
yeah, it's spelled very interestingly.
Lucas Blomqvist.
I think it's spelled like, let me look it up. Because I was like, let's see. It's like, whatever. It's like Blumqvist. Oh, right. Like something like that. Something very
sweet. It's very Swedish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and they're all at Stanford, by the way. This is the Stanford diving and swimming team.
Yeah. Yay. Shout out to the, I don't know. Did you listen to the audiobook or did you read it?
I listened to the audiobook.
So even if you didn't like the audiobook, I really liked the narrator. I thought the narrator did a pretty good job.
I liked the female narrator.
Yeah, me too.
No offense to the guy doing the Swedish accent. I'm sure it was great. But I was like, I also found his character so boring that I was like, I cannot.
I haven't heard of either of those narrators.
I thought the female one did pretty well. I
mean, Teresa Plummer and Ben Holtzmuller.
I mean, I like both of them, but I can see why you wouldn't like the guy.
Yeah. Okay,
time out though. Big news for me.
Oh.
I forgot about this. The second book in the Lights Out series.
Comes out in June.
Yeah, but do you know who's narrating?
Is it Teddy Hamilton?
Teddy fucking Hamilton.
I pre-ordered that shit on Audible.
Yeah, yeah.
Did he do the first one?
No, because it's a different character.
Oh, I love this for you.
But people were mad when it wasn't the same guy, which I understand because Jacob Morgan is phenomenal.
But it's a different character. It makes sense. It's a different person.
And I'm never, ever, 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 ever going to complain about Teddy Hamilton. Ever.
Never, yeah. ever. At Teddy Hamilton, we'll sponsor you.
We will.
We'll send you some Aperol.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know if you saw, I don't know how to do it, but if you show that you pre-ordered on Nevessa Allen's Instagram page, you'll be entered to win this amazing custom mask. It looks like the front of the cover that like lights up and shit.
Tempt me.
Don't tempt her with a good time, folks.
It's a giveaway. I pre-ordered it with my Audible membership, so I'm like, I don't know how to like show that I bought it.
What the fuck is the name of that book?
It's Lights Out and
I thought it was Caught Up or
Deep In. That's the book we're doing. I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, sorry. I just thought about that.
No, you're good. I love that for you. Okay.
Okay. Back to the story. So they're just like, thanks for saying that, Penelope. And then nothing comes from it.
Yeah. And Penelope and Scarlett are on the same diving team.
And are they like best friends?
Not yet. Yeah. Okay. Like at this point in the book, Scarlett's like a bit of a loner, I feel. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then she also, I think, felt more isolated because she wasn't able to compete or anything last year. So, and she has total athlete perfectionism syndrome.
Type A.
Yeah. So, okay. So they're all at Stanford doing their thing. And this is where I feel like there was no character development. Like you didn't really hear about Lucas because it's mostly from Violet's POV. This,
you mean Violet. Scarlett?
Oh my God.
One of those fucking colors. Blue. It's
mostly from Scarlett's POV. So I just felt no connection to the character. Like, I don't know. That was my main issue with it, honestly.
I will say there's not a lot of character developing, especially on Lucas's side, until close to the end. And then you're like, okay, but that could have been really useful like earlier on. I would have loved more scenes from his point of view earlier in the book.
Or anything. I was like, okay, I don't know this guy at all. Nothing was like feet kicking cute because, and like the book was like, there was some like sexier moments, but I think a lot of it was also, it was supposed to hit better because there was supposed to be a lot of like feet kicking cute moments that like didn't come off that way to me because I feel like I didn't know him really. And I found her slightly insufferable.
Now, do we have a description of him?
He's tall, blonde hair, of course, muscly, and he has a huge arm tattoo of like the forest.
Okay, which is on the cover.
Yeah.
Hottie Lamotte with the swimmer's body.
Yes.
I instantly was like, ochre.
They like describe, yeah, like, you know, the swimmers like lats.
We always say swimmers is when I was swimming religiously, you know, 3 hours a day. I even had this body. You have like an upside down triangle because it's like all the upper body, and then your waist goes and then your legs come out. So like he's like, you know.
Yes. The biggest wingspan to ever grace the waters at Stanford.
And he's already been to the Olympics once.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But he's blonde.
I think. Is he blonde?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's Swedish. Yeah.
He's like a dirty blonde thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he says, I read this book a month and a half ago and took any notes. The coach is like, Scarlett, you got to get your act together because she excels at the high dive, not the 3 meters. That's the bouncy boards, the low ones. But she excels at the high dive. But that's how her accident happened.
Right.
And she has like a block.
Yeah.
And she, so like every time she goes to do the move.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Move that injured her, she ends up doing something else.
Yeah, so she can still do dives, but it was a back dive, like a back flip. Mm-hmm. So like she can still compete in like the other high dives. It's just the one type that is tripping her up. So yeah.
Simone Biles inspired this book for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe.
Probably.
I don't know. She's more interesting than this book was.
So I feel like we're kind of doing like an overall review. So like,
sorry.
It's totally fine. I think this book lacked in the sense of like, whenever I would see like a plot, like conflict coming up, it would de-escalate really fast. Like it wouldn't hit like, so basically like, so Scarlett and Lucas kind of start talking and then go ahead.
Sorry. I feel like they started talking. So Penelope does her thing when she's drunk and they don't, nothing comes of it. And then it's like pages of God knows what. And then they're both also really smart. So, and they're really good at science, like specifically like biochem or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
I will say that, like all Allie Hazelwood books, the female main character is very STEM oriented and it's very intelligent.
Yeah. So she's like doing amazingly in this class that's like notorious for like people don't get A's or like don't do really well. And like,
oh, right.
She got an A on her paper and the professor's like, you know what? I actually really think that they could use you on this graduate level project that we're working on. And she's like,
in the lab.
Me? So she's like, goes to the lab, and they're like, oh yeah, there's actually another undergrad that is like on this project as well. And she was like, and who walks through the door? Lucas Blomfuckus.
Yep.
So they are both working on this project together, and that's how they start talking, because the drunk Penelope thing didn't really do it for them. So
yeah. And they've got chemistry. He's like he's the silent Swede. Like, he doesn't say a lot, but he's like hot and like, he's just there. Goalie.
Yeah. What?
He's like a goalie. Yeah, exactly. And basically they start talking, and Lucas gives, so Scarlett makes a list. So they kind of agree, like, okay, let's talk about it. Like, being each other's partner, like sexual partners, not boyfriend, girlfriend, but sexual partners. So Scarlett like prints out a list of like the, like all the BDSM things, I guess. I don't know what you call that list.
It's like whatever she, like they both decide to make lists of what they're comfortable with and what they're not comfortable with.
Yeah.
And then they're going to like cross check them.
Yeah. To make sure that they're compatible.
Yeah. Like, pick the things that are compatible.
Yeah. Okay. And so Lucas, of course, like fills his out completely, and Scarlett's like afraid to give hers, but she's no like virgin. Like, she's done, like she's had sex. She had a boyfriend so this is the thing that kind of like broke me. It's like, so she had a long-term boyfriend who broke up with her the night before the NCAA championships, where she hurt herself. And he never reached out to see if she was okay.
Okay.
But we don't find that out until like the end of the book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm going to put it now.
That's fine.
So they do the list.
And guess what? Their lists are exactly identical.
No, I wouldn't have guessed.
What?
It's crazy. So that's cute for them. And then
you're gonna have to take it, because like I know, like I remember like big points, but I don't remember like each little thing.
Yeah. So then they are working in the lab one day, and he's like, okay, you like to be told what, like, she, like, her whole thing with this, like, her like kink and like this BDSM thing is like that she's such a perfectionist, she can never get out of her head. And right. Unless there's like someone like telling her what to do, like calling her good girl, like that is what, that's the
she
only
being
thing
submissive
that, like, gets her. Yeah. So like, I love that for her. I'm like, maybe I should try this, because I'm an overthinker.
I mean, anyway, why not? You might as well try it.
This book did not inspire me though.
I would recommend.
I'm also like,
you need to read Praise. Praise would do it for you. By Sarah.
Oh yeah, I have that book.
It's so good. Storage
unit, though. But
it's on Kindle. So
he like pushes her down to the floor,
and they're in
the
lab.
Science lab.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she's like,
okay, so he was like, what? And she's like,
so she gives him a BJ.
Yeah. And she's like, and well, he like stops her at one point, and she's like, oh my gosh, am I already doing something wrong? Like, she immediately panicked. And he was like, no, like, I forget why he stopped her though. I can't remember.
Says something, and then it's like, you'll be good, right? And she's like, yes. And then they keep going. And then she's,
oh, he was probably like testing her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To see how good of a girl she really is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so his thing is like, let's come up with a word. And she's like, I'll like, let's have it just be stop. Like, let's not overthink this. So he's like, okay, if, oh, that's why he stopped her. He was like, if you say stop, we're going to stop. I need you to confirm that.
Okay.
So it's giving consent.
Yeah. It was giving like major consent throughout the whole book. Okay. There was no dubious consent throughout the whole thing.
Yeah. So yeah, she sucks him off in the science lab.
Sucks him off in the science lab. I want that on a t-shirt.
Okay, so here are the t-shirts we need to make. I love a recessive trait and sucks him off in the science lab.
And I want the I love a recessive trait to look like I heart New York t-shirts.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, so that's like their first encounter.
And she's all hot and bothered.
Me too.
She loves it.
And don't they go to the bathroom? Doesn't she go to the bathroom and then they do other stuff, or is that
They go
later?
to the locker room.
Maybe that's what
So
it is.
they go back to like the swimming pool locker room area. And they do stuff in there, right?
Yeah, because they I've got a good not safe for work page insert from Probably Smut. There you go.
Oh, they do sex in the.
Yeah, and it's like an off time, but like there's still always people in the pool.
Right.
Yeah, but he is a team captain, so he has keys to the locker room.
Yeah, so he lets them in, and then they have glorious sex. I'm so sorry I can't describe it for you, Courtney.
Well, let me tell you though, this book hardly described any sex scenes.
Don't
I
like
will
that.
say I would have preferred more detail.
There was nothing.
There were a couple moments where I was like, how did they get there, you know?
Well, and yeah. And of course, it was like so big. She didn't know how it could possibly fit
Sleepy
into her.
and
You
she
know,
was so
so
tight and
wet.
so wet.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole
So,
nine yards. But we'll take a time to appreciate the back of the book
yeah.
because that's better than some of the sex scenes.
Also, that page insert's pretty nice. Insert.
Yeah, I forget who the artist is, but if you're gonna
She's
get
tagged
a
on our Instagram.
okay, cool. Because I would say out of all the books, I did cancel my Fairy Loot subscription because I was getting all these books and yeah, they're beautiful, but it's like, I don't know what they are. I don't know what they're about. And Fairy Loot only allows you to skip 3 times a year.
Pain.
And I'm like, girl, like, what if I don't like the book? Like, I don't want to have like 18,000 special edition books that I don't want to read. So I did cancel it because I also didn't get to buy my special edition of Onyx Storm because the sale closed really fast. So I'll just have to buy a second hand. Anyways, if you're gonna get a book subscription, probably Smut and Bookish Box. Those are my two. And I like probably Smut because she like tags the artists, like uses like, and she does a lot of indie authors, which I think is awesome. She sends you an email every Sunday on probably Smut called Smutty Sunday, where she just like lists books that are smutty and like they're what they're about, the chili pepper rating. I love it. It's so useful. Anyways, they have sex in the locker room.
Okay.
And then he proceeds. Okay, so this is where the book lost me. I mean, I wasn't invested in the first place, but this is where I fell off a cliff. He, was this when he stopped talking to her? Like, right after they had sex for the first time, he does not contact her
Yes,
for.
because she, he doesn't contact her for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. And
And they have
I'm
each
like
other's
just not okay with
number.
this kind of behavior. Like, I'm sorry. The bar is in hell for men, and now we got to write about it in hell too. Like, I read books to feel a little bit better. You know? So, whatever.
Basically, later in the book, we realized that he didn't contact her for 2 weeks because he was trying not to, because he knew how much she liked her. He was like, I can't do this. Like, I shouldn't be with her. That whole
Available
thing, you
time.
know? And then he's like, I can't resist.
Is this dual point of view or just from hers?
It's mainly just
Just
from
from
hers,
hers.
and then like his at the very end.
Oh. Yeah,
Right.
it's just from hers. So, like, then his friend, so she's like living her life, whatever, confused about why he is not talking to her. And I'm just like, that is so rude. Like,
Let's just
whatever.
communicate, please.
Yeah. So
I
his
hate that.
friend comes to town, or no, his brother comes to town.
Also a hot Swede.
Yes. And she like runs into them in the cafeteria or something. And he's like, no, like come out with the brother's like, come out with us. And she's like, I don't really think Lucas wants me to, because she's like, bitch, you haven't talked to me in two
And
weeks.
Lucas's brother's like, ah, come on
He's
anyways.
like, no, he wants you to come. I can tell. So they go to lunch, whatever. They
And
do
they go
all,
hiking.
yeah, they go hiking, they go to lunch, and
Gotta go
like,
hiking. Ugh.
yeah, well,
I
they're
love to hike.
athletes.
I love to
So,
hike.
exactly. You're a hot athlete. You work out all the time. Why go on a fucking hike?
Nature.
Nature.
Yeah, they like nature or
I
whatever.
love nature.
So they're at lunch, and the brother's like, oh, why don't we get dessert or something? And Lucas mm-hmm. is like, no, like, I'm not eating dessert. And then the brother is like, oh, looks at Scarlett and is like, he does this all the time. Throughout his childhood, he picks a thing that he feels like he's too dependent on and then tries to live without it. Like, yep. you know, this one time he tried to like sleep without a mattress and like all this like stuff that like makes him uncomfortable.
Okay.
To like prove that he
can do it.
So that's when it comes to the realization that like, oh, he felt like he needed her. So he's going to see if he can go without her. Like, and I was like, no, we're not putting up with this behavior, ladies and gentlemen. Like, yeah. I'm sorry. I don't care how nice you were moving forward. Absolutely not. It's not happening.
Yeah. And I will say, like, throughout this whole time, like, Scarlett is getting really close in friendship to Penelope, his ex-girlfriend that no one knows is his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, and right. I'm just like, that's oh, your little man feelings need to be tested. Oh, I'm so glad you're just thinking about yourself. Like, yeah. can we have some emotional maturity? I mean, I know that most guys don't, but like, and I know that guys like respond differently to sex than women do, but can you not in your pea brain put two and two together that maybe it would be a little offensive if you like decide to write lists and do all this consensual whatever and have all these talks and then do the deed and then your little man feelings need to be tested. So you're just going to leave her in the dark. I was over it. So.
Is this I think we need another one of those like Kristen zoom ins while she's ranting. Yeah.
I was while she was doing that, I was like, this is perfect. Keep going. Yeah.
That's all great. I have to say. His little man feelings were annoying me, and he never recovered from me personally from this point.
Yeah. So basically forgetting
he
that.
He does apologize.
He does. And
they're not good enough. Thank you for the apology, but now you can move forward with your life and maybe don't do this to the next woman, but you ain't getting near me again, you know?
Okay. Kristen, but he's a hot Swede, so she forgets.
Does he have blue eyes?
Yeah, duh.
Oh, yeah.
The recessive trait, man.
Sister, you're not escaping him and you know it.
I also would be like so good if I could take my own advice in my own life, but whatever.
Yeah, sorry.
So basically, we find out that Penelope is dating someone who's like not swimming or diving related at all, and it was going really well. But then while Lucas and Scarlett are like getting it on, like in his bedroom for the first time, he gets a call from Penelope, like sobbing.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Asking him to, like, come pick her up. And they both go, and she's sobbing about, like, he broke up with her. This other guy broke up with her. And she's like, maybe it was a mistake, us breaking up. And Scarlett's sitting in the car like, yikes.
But just when you think there's going to be conflict, no conflict here. They're just great friends. And she needed a ride. Help. She needed help. She didn't know who else to call. So.
Yeah, it's just, I will say, like, this whole book, it's like you see, like, you know, there's like a point in a diving meet where like these fellow divers from another university like come
whoa,
over.
Whoa, you're really skipping ahead.
Yeah, because like, blah.
Yeah, but like you liked the book, so I don't want my negativity to like start rubbing off on you. Like our viewers, we need a dual POV here. So talk about the things that you
like. I mean, I liked the book because of like the diving and swimming aspect. I did like the sex scenes and I did enjoy the book, but I wouldn't say it's like my favorite book of all time. So I do prefer Allie Hazelwood's Bride over this book.
Mm. Yeah. So it's kind of like there's a lot of like Scarlett's insecure because they're still besties, but she's super happy that Penelope starts dating a TA. He's not her professor. It's a TA, right?
It's Bailey? Grad student. Yeah.
Yeah. So she like starts dating this TA. It's very like on the DL because he's a TA. So like the breakup between Penelope and Lucas is on the DL and Penelope's new relationship is on the DL. Mm-hmm. So like Scarlett just feels a little bit like, okay, well, like I've been sleeping with Lucas now for a while. I mean, not really that long actually, but
yeah.
There's also, they talk about being so kinky and there's really nothing kinky about it.
Maybe they're doing the kinky stuff and we don't read about it.
Yeah, because there's really not like a lot of bondage. There's just kind of like, you know, dom sub play a bit. There's not really a whole lot of kinky shit.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's where it kind of like lost me a bit because they keep talking about like, and Penelope would be like, oh, how's it going with Lucas? Because, you know, you two like the kinky stuff. Because that's like part of the reason Penelope and Lucas broke up is because she didn't want to do the kinkier things.
Yeah, like she tried it once and was like, I don't like it.
Yeah. But in my opinion, it was really just more like mild dom sub.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like he would just be like, I'm in control. You know that. And she's like, yes. And like,
he was just like, suck my dick in the science lab, please.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Or like, we're in my apartment, be super quiet because my two roommates are here.
Yeah. So there was really nothing like that kinky about it, in my opinion.
I mean, I agree. I mean, I was kind of like thinking it was going to be super kinky and then it wasn't. So
yeah. So.
Because anyway, when they brought out the list, yeah. I was like, ooh, we're going to see some shit. Right. And
yeah, and I don't know. Maybe the other books have warped my perception because
of kinky
normally
shit.
I feel like this would be a book that I would like. Mm-hmm. I don't know, though. I feel like I would have appreciated the sex scenes more. Well, first of all, if they were more written about, it was like, and then he fucked me. And now we're in the locker room getting ready for swim practice. And I'm like, okay, cool. So they weren't like, there was a couple descriptive ones, mm-hmm. but I felt zero connection to the characters. And I think that's why it fell flat. But okay, so there's like a long stretch where she's like insecure about Penelope and Lucas, whatever. But at the same time, she's becoming,
which you think is going to be conflict and it's not.
Yeah. She's becoming really good friends with Penelope. And one of the, so Penelope does synchronized swimming as well as diving and
synchronized diving.
That's
as well as single diving. Yeah.
That. Okay. So one day they're doing land practice and her synchro partner like breaks her ankle and it's like traumatizing for Scarlett because she's like having flashbacks of like her injury, but then they're like, oh, Scarlett, you're gonna fill in. So now yeah, she's like,
yeah, because Penelope's partner, I forget her name, is a senior and it's like the end of the season, so it's like, you know, she can either like defer and stay in college one more year to be NCAA eligible, or that's the end. And she chose that to be her end.
Yeah.
And so now Penelope and Scarlett are synchro partners.
And Scarlett is learning how to do synchro. She used to do it when she was younger, but she hasn't done it in a while, like since she's gotten to college, because there was no
open spots. Never had like a solid partner or whatever.
Yeah. So it's all this like setup for them to become really good friends, basically.
Yeah. And we get a lot of like meets about like, you know, we see a lot about like Scarlett's anxiety about doing well and not wanting to fail in front of like her old coach, in front of her friends, in front of her current coach, like that sort of thing.
Yeah. And she's also in therapy and all of that. So we like learn about her therapist, and her like home background is like a little spotty. So her dad, it was abusive, and
her mom is dead.
Was it alcohol or drugs?
Yeah, I think it was alcohol, but he was abusive. Her mom died when she was young, and then he remarried, and she's super close with her stepmom. And then she was like 11, like 10 or 11, and the abuse got so bad that her stepmom took her, won the divorce, won the custody battle, even though Scarlett wasn't her biological child. And so she hasn't spoken to her dad in a really long time and considers her stepmom like her mom.
Yeah.
And she's an orthopedic surgeon, which, you know, Scarlett wants to be now because of like she admires her stepmom. She loves the science behind it. So her like goal is to go to medical school and become an ortho surgeon. And Lucas Bloomquist is also applying for med schools that year because he's a senior and she's a junior, and he gets into a bunch of schools.
Yeah. So like the plot about them like working on this like science project kind of falls off. It's weird. And then because there was this whole thing where she was like, oh no, let me show you what I mean. Like they were discussing it one day, like over lunch. And she was like, let me show you what I mean. And she didn't have a piece of paper. So she wrote it on his hand. And then he wanted to meet that night. And then the coach was like, oh, I guess you're going to have to write that on your hand for every meet. So it became this thing now that she always has to write on his hand.
And it's like periodic table.
There's so many tropes in this book.
Yeah. There's too much going. It's too much. And nothing is. Anyway. So
basically they're at a diving meet and swim meet, and divers from the other team come over to Scarlett and they're like, oh my God, can't believe you're Penelope's partner. And she's like, what? And they're basically like, Penelope was like such a bitch, like at our competitive diving team back in high school. And she did all this shit. And so Scarlett's like, oh God, but you got in defense, Penelope. She's like, no, Penelope's a great person. Fuck you guys. And so you think there's going to be conflict later where Penelope's going to be that person. But and then she doesn't.
I kind of like that. I kind of like that they were proved wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there was no other conflict really in the book, so.
I thought this was going to be the big plot point.
Same.
I was like, here we go.
Ready for like evil witch, like.
I was like, she's setting her up to be with Lucas, and then she's going to tell the whole school about her kinks or something because she knows about it. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be, and then no, it was nothing.
I feel almost a little bit gaslighted.
Kind
of. Like, it's like. You're thinking this is what's going to happen, and then it doesn't.
Yeah, I feel gaslighted by this.
Throughout this whole thing, we're kind of skipping, but it's like, I mean, I can't remember much. And
but before the meet, though, is like the big like emotional breakdown. So
yeah. You go ahead.
She does good at this meet. So there's a meet prior to this where they go and the coach from her high school, because she was like star of her high school, obviously. And one of a girl who is a graduate of Stanford who also went to her high school, they like show up and they're like, oh my gosh. Like, and she's like, why do they have to show up to this meet? And they're like, we're so glad you're able to dive again, like blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I like physically cannot get on the
diving board.
Like, I can't do it. So she goes to her coach and she's like, I
feel sick.
Don't feel well. And he like kind of got the hint and he was like, okay, go home.
Yeah.
So she like goes home. Then like Lucas shows up. And she also, another random plot point that nothing happened with, is she lives with this roommate who is like very like blunt and like scary, but like their lifestyles like mesh well together. So she's been with her entire college career, but she kind of comes off funny on the page. She's like, some large man is here to see you. Shall I send him to your quarters? But so he comes in and he's like, what's wrong? And she's like, what do you mean? Even though she looks like a mess because she hasn't been out of her dorm in days.
Yeah.
And he's like, if you just tell me to leave and I'll leave. And she's like, okay, leave. And then she's like, wait, no, don't leave.
Let's stay.
And then she just breaks down crying. Mm-hmm. And this is what the moment that needed to happen, because she's been pent up all her insecurities and sadness about her injury. And she's like sobbing. And so then he like starts asking questions. Like he's like therapizing her. And he's like, I don't know why you think you're like such a failure. Like this stuff happens. And then she's like explaining like the day that she sort of blocked out of her mind. So mm-hmm. it turns out that her ex-boyfriend had called her the night before to break up with her before her NCAA championship.
And her dad had called her. Who she hadn't spoken to in like years.
Called her. And so she like obviously was not on her
in a
game.
Good headspace. And so like Lucas is like, do you not realize like this is part of the reason why you got injured? Like it's not just a you thing. It's like you had all these surrounding factors that made it so you weren't in a good headspace. And basically Lucas talks about how his mom died when he was young, when he was in, I think, middle school. And that was like when he was like really starting to get really good at swimming. And from experience, like when you're like 13, 14, 15, and you're a great swimmer, like you're looking like an Olympic hopeful, that's when you kind of like start to like go to these amazing like professional camps and all these things, right? And they're kind of like scouting you to make sure you can make the Olympic trials. And he talks about like his mom died and like he swam like shit because like he like couldn't.
Well, he was away at a swim meet when his mom died and couldn't make it home to say goodbye.
So after that, he like would not swim. And when he did, it was shit. And then he, I forget what he did.
Well, so that's how he met Penelope. So
you're right.
He was at a swim meet and he was like, nobody was like under, like nobody was kind of putting two and two together. He was like, at that time, my mom had died and I felt like I had to win. And all of a sudden, like I just started adding to my time instead of like you want to subtract from your time in swimming. And he was like the only one
that is
who was
correct.
Like, go sports. The only one who was like kind to me and like listened to me and like felt like heard me was Pen, which is kind of what they call her throughout the book. And so
That's why they started dating at 15.
Yeah. And he was like, and so, you know, we just kind of kept in contact. Like she really wanted to date me, but like we weren't like in the same country, but like I would call her all the time and like I would think about her in my life all the time. And like she did so much for me. Like she was
like an escape.
Kind of, what?
She was like an escape.
Yeah. And she also was the one that was like, maybe you need to take a step back from swimming. Like you're pushing yourself so much and like nothing's happening. Maybe you just need to like take time for yourself. So he took time and he traveled and he like got his mind straight. He didn't obviously make the Olympics that year. So he like took time off and did his thing. And he was like, and
yeah, like, damn, didn't make the Olympics at 15.
Yeah. So he was like, and then one day I just felt like I could swim for me. Not that I had to swim. And he's like, I felt like Penelope like gave that part of my life back to me. And like, I just knew I had to have her as my girlfriend. So that's how they started dating.
Yeah. And like, that's around when he got started getting his tattoo. Cause like the like forest kind of represents his family and stuff like that. Cause he spent a lot of time like out in the wilderness, like hiking and doing shit like that.
Yeah. I think the tattoo is of the hometown where his mom's from though. No.
I think he talks about like how it like kind of represents her and his family, his brothers, yeah, and all the things.
He makes a joke like, yeah.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
My dad always said that we all got tattoos instead of actually dealing with it.
Yeah.
Classic.
So, you know, Scarlett, of course, is like, oh, I'm so moved. And then they have sex in her room. Or a couch. I can't remember.
And then they go to the... No. They go to the pool.
Mm-hmm.
She does a back dive. A back flip or whatever.
A back flip thingy.
After this. She's like, let me into the pool. And he was like, okay.
Because it's like winter break, so no one's there.
And then they have sex in the locker room.
Of course.
Again.
And this one is kind of described, I feel.
Yeah, I think that's the one that's the page insert. It's very good.
Okay.
Although there were a few moments where I was like, where are they? How are they?
He kind of just sort of had her like bent over, like looking at the lockers. But she literally comes within like 10 to 15 seconds.
Anything
he's doing to her. Like fingering
like
her.
It's instantly wet. Instantly ready. And you're like.
Yeah. And so every time they have sex, she's like, and then another one and another one. And she's like, and to the point where I'm begging because I'm just actually so tired. I can't possibly orgasm again. And I'm just like, this.
That was the only thing where I was like, really? I mean, like, what?
I've decided that these kind of books are like, it's like what we wish we could do, right? Like, like, of course I can come once, but like, can I come four times? No.
No.
That's crazy.
You know what, though? I might be able to. I'm too tired.
Well, but with the span of time, like, she's came three times before he even sticks it in her. Like, it's like ridiculous.
And then they like have sex all night and it's like crazy and she can't. Yeah. I was just like, my first thought was like after the scene, I was like, so did you ever go pee? Like to make sure you don't get a UTI? I don't know if that's a myth, but I think it's worthwhile. So
I don't think it's a myth. I think that it's really just you. So you can
hygiene,
like, clean it.
Yeah, so
I don't know what this was.
So basically,
and she's like, and just the tip is getting me off. Like, it's like so ridiculous. She's like, he just inches it in me, and then I can just hope I can hold off for 10 more seconds. And
I did like the sex scenes because I was just kind of like, okay, like, you know, not thinking about reality, like, sure, like, this giant Swedish swimmer just has, like, the magic dick. It's just like, we're not thinking about it.
Yeah, maybe I was thinking too much. I don't know. Yeah. I just, the amount of time she talked about, like, how she comes in 15 seconds with him is just so, I don't get it.
I think because I attempted to re-listen and listen to Scarlett St. Clair's Adrian and Isolde series. So the first book is King of Battle and Blood. The second one is Queen of Myths and Monsters. And like they have sex like every couple chapters, like normal Scarlett St. Clair books do. And I just like could not. Like it, I literally just DNF'd the second book and I have like 2 hours left. Like I
didn't finish the second book either.
It's so bad. The first book I loved. The first book is fine. So then I was like, oh, I can read the second book. And then the second book is just terrible.
I don't know why I do this, but in that series, so Adrian is Vessel from Sleep Token. Like that's what I picture. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but that's just how it is for me. And so I'm like, oh, that's, I love that, but like I could not get into the second one.
It's just like, in my opinion don't waste your time reading the series. I know people who love Scarlett St. Clair's Hades and Persephone series.
I do love
A Hades Touch of Darkness and I cannot. I've listened to the first three and I like cannot get through them. Like I think I just don't like her writing style. But yeah, so I had listened to that before this book. So I think compared to that, I was like, oh, this book is brilliant.
Yeah, I just, yeah, I don't know.
So, but
So that
basically,
all happens
yeah.
before the big meet where she
And
meets
at
these mean
the
girls.
big meet. Yeah, and so then she meets the mean girls, and then they get to like the old like penultimate meet where it's like she's not only synchro diving, but she's doing the high platform, and it's like the it wasn't the penultimate, it's like the ultimate like NCAA championships. And she looks at the board and she's doing amazing at the high dive, like by herself. And she's actually ahead of Penelope. And then like she's like going to win. And she like has to go like into a different section of the natatorium because she's like freaking out. She's like, I'm gonna fucking win the NCAA championships. And Lucas comes out and is like, you're doing such a great job. Like, don't freak out. And of course, kisses her. And then Penelope and a bunch of their diving friends show up.
The
And they're like,
conflict.
right? Because they don't know that Penelope and Lucas aren't dating. So they're like, you're a fucking bitch and a whore. And she's just like, ah. And then Lucas like turns around like all serious Swedish and is like, Penelope, you must tell them if you won't, I will. And then she doesn't. And he's like, I haven't been dating Penelope since September. And they're all like, what? And after they just said these horrible things to Scarlett. And so
I guess I didn't get to this part. Is this after
oh,
they go to
Penelope.
Amsterdam?
Yeah. This is
What's in
like before
Amsterdam?
they go to Amsterdam. This is
Oh,
before.
so I guess I did read it. I
Yeah.
stopped in Amsterdam. Couldn't
Okay.
handle it.
Well, anyways, and Penelope's like, I thought you were my friend. And Scarlett's like, I am, but I love Lucas. And then she goes on.
Whoa.
And she like already did her final dive. And it turns out she won, but she left and flew to her home in Minnesota. And her diving coach had to accept her award on her behalf.
Okay, I did not read this part of the book. This is
Oh.
after Amsterdam.
Okay, excellent. No, this is before, I guarantee you. So
Maybe I fell
then,
asleep. I did read this one night on the
yeah.
road.
So then, so she can't
Fuck
like
Penelope, though.
accept.
What the fuck?
I
I'm
know,
kind of
Penelope, what
mad
the
right
fuck?
now.
So she's mad at Penelope, she's mad at Lucas, she's mad at the world, and so she doesn't accept her award at first place and flies to Minnesota to see her stepmom slash mom, because it's her real, you know what I mean? And does like an internship, like shadowing the doctors there for like med school requirements or whatever. And I'm sorry, I did not. Shit. Christian was like, did you get sour cream? I was like, I didn't. She's there and she hasn't like talked to Lucas or Penelope or anyone like since the meet. And she comes outside and Penelope's there.
Okay.
And Penelope's like, I'm so sorry. Like, I was a bitch. I just like, and all, basically apologizes. And Scarlett like, forgives her. And then she's like, you know what? I gotta go. And then she books a flight to Amsterdam like that day. And then flies to Amsterdam and texts Lucas's brother, who she met, and was like, I'm in Amsterdam. I'm in Sweden. So I think she was at Amsterdam, and then is Amsterdam in Sweden? I
I'm
don't
lost
know. I
because
don't know.
she wins the one meet and has to go overseas, and she's the only one on her team that goes overseas. And they're at the same hotel together, her and Lucas.
This is after. Maybe it's before?
Because I don't remember reading anything you're talking about, so it must be after.
Maybe it's after. But anyways, she went to a meet. But she flies to Amsterdam, Texas, texts Lucas's brother and is like,
Amsterdam is in the Netherlands.
Oh,
Oops.
sorry. Is that what we were asking? I could answer that.
Whoopsies. Flies
Sorry.
to Europe and texts his brother, says she's there. He picks her up and she like gets out of the car and Lucas is already outside because it was supposed to be a surprise. And of course, her brother like his brother like told him, plus Lucas tracks her location on his phone. And
I'm sorry. Wait.
Yeah, and they make up. She's like, I'm ready to do this full tilt. And yeah, that's kind of, I know they go to like a meet abroad after that, where like she like gets to meet a bunch of his like European friends, because it's like a international meet, because she won the NCAA, she's like, she can go to this meet.
Yeah, but I feel like that meet happens. I didn't read any of this Penelope getting mad at her.
Oh.
Because they're in the same hotel and he's like, come to my room.
Oops. But anyways, they go to this meet. And it goes really well for both of them. Of course, Lucas gets into the Olympics for Sweden or the Netherlands, wherever the fuck he's from. And
he's from Sweden.
That's what I thought.
He's from Sweden.
Yeah, yeah. But the meet was in it. That's why I was saying Amsterdam. Oh, the meet was in Amsterdam. Like, I'm so sorry. Amsterdam.
Okay.
This is what happens when I don't read the full book, guys. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, and
there
then
was a meet in Amsterdam, an international meet that she made that the other girls did not.
Yeah,
and
she,
so it was just her and Lucas.
Yeah, and she does well at it. And then epilogue, which Kristen did not read. So the epilogue is from Lucas's point of view, and he's talking about being a resident, like a surgical resident. They're both orthopedic surgical residents, and they're following their dreams. They're at the same place. They went to the same med school, and he talks about like how like the different residents there will be like, did you know we have an Olympian on our residence team? And he's like, yeah, definitely. Even though he went to the Olympics too and won gold medals, and right, she won a bronze medal. And then they just kind of live happily ever after.
Okay.
And that's the end of the book.
Yeah. Cause another subplot in the book was her taking the MCAT and like,
he deferred a year so that they could go to school the same year. And
okay,
same,
that's nice. So like, okay, also my question is, when does he tell her that he loves her? Because I was so, the whole book, he's like, and why do I want to do this, Scarlett? And why do I like being with you? Why do I ask you to come to my room? And she's just like,
oh. I don't know.
That's like the Butcher and Blackbird, like, because I like you. Yeah, yeah. Sloan, because I like you.
Like you. Yeah. Yeah, it happens when she flies to his house. Okay. And meet his family.
Because
and
I'm like, dude, like, can you just man up for 5 seconds? Like, I was
just
so annoyed with this man.
Reading between the lines pisses me off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just say it.
Yeah.
Say it with your chest.
Be a good boy and say it.
Yeah, so right? Since you DNF'd it, what's your rating for the amount you read?
2.5.
Oh, okay. That's better than Minotaur.
Yeah.
Which you finished.
I know.
I'd give this book a 3.8.
Whoa, okay. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I'm happy for you.
I enjoyed it. Good. I don't need to reread it. I enjoy having the special edition in my library. Mm. But I don't need to reread it. I like some of her other books better. Like a lot better.
Mm.
And Spice?
Spice? I give it like 3 chili peppers.
I'm going to go 2.5 again. I feel like there was a lot of like off page, like she was like, and then we had sex, and it was like, okay.
Like, okay.
I read a book like that once that I swear it was written by AI too. So
yeah.
Like, she'll be like, so we did have sex and it was great. And I'm like, that's not why I'm reading this
like
book.
Like what?
Yeah. There was so much.
There was a lot of plot, of not nothing. Plot. I will give it that.
There was a lot of what?
Plot, not plot.
Yeah. And there was like the first sex scene you didn't even get until like way into the book. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the first one was okay. Like I thought the chemistry lab was a little bit like, okay, that's like new, cute, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then there's like so much more space in between the next one. And then it's not even like that great. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think there you should still give her a chance. I think you should read either Love Theoretically or Bride.
Bride.
Oh, just
yeah, no, I am. I'm not writing off Ali Hazelwood because I did hear a lot of people say that this was not their favorite of hers.
Yeah. I think I liked it because of the swimming and diving aspect, you know, yeah. It's nostalgic to me. So, but I did like it. Again, didn't love it, but liked it. So yeah. What do we have coming up on the docket?
Well, hang on. I do want to say, I might read it.
I think you should read it.
Let us know. Keep the people informed.
Because I have read in these past 2 weeks, I have read almost the entire Breyer University off-campus yeah. Diaries series. So mm-hmm. I've read the entire off-campus series. Mm. And then I went on to read the campus diaries, which are the children. Well, it's actually just Gigi, and then the rest is Gigi's friends. But
yeah.
I am on an L. Kennedy kick. So
I love that.
I might switch over to Ali Hazelwood.
Yeah. I'm on Nalini Singh kick. I've been reading the Archangels, the Guild series by Nalini Singh.
Okay.
I'm on book 7. They're so good. But if you like the Side Changeling series, or if you want something that's like kind of really unique but urban fantasy, like the Guild Hunter series is where it's at. It's about like if angels ruled the world and there's vampires and hunter, there's all these things. It's really cool. But so I'm on that kick. And then I just downloaded the audiobook for Silver Elite. Which is kind of like
also is that also Nalini Singh?
It's not. It's by a new author. I want to say Danny something. Let me look.
In other news, I got my friend and I swapped Audibles because she has a bunch of books I don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Because she wanted to do Butcher and Blackbird, Leather and Lark, and I had all of them.
I need to listen to Scythe and Sparrow.
And I have all of them, so she's read them all. And she said, what should I do next on your Audible? And I tried to get her to do Pucking Around, and she sent me that emoji that's like... And I was like, okay.
Maybe it's a better read.
Yeah. I said, if you're not going to do that, then do Moon Called and start. And she did. And she said, so how are you doing on my Audible? And I said, I really haven't been listening to anything. And she goes, well, I'm really into Moon Called. I said, keep it. I have all of them. Just read them all. So I have converted.
Mm.
You got to retry Moon Called, Kristen. Maybe as an Audible, as an audiobook. I mean, it's so good.
It really is. It's not smutty. But
I wasn't in the headspace when I read it. I have to start it again.
It is just so good. And Lorelai King's voice is great. Like it's just so easy to listen to.
So good.
Okay, who was the author? Sorry.
Oh, Danny Francis.
Danny
wrote Francis. Silver Elite, and it's like audio, it's like Audible's top listen right now.
Okay.
It's got like a 4.6 on Goodreads.
Dang. Okay. I have been wanting to talk about this, and I just keep forgetting, but it's Near Miss by Haley Warren.
I saw that at Target today.
Okay. Oh, this is that book. Remember I snapped you guys and I was like, didn't expect this to happen. And I was like fully bawling.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the book. And I just keep forgetting to talk about it on the podcast. It's supposed to be just a sports romance book, except mm-hmm. it's kind of gut-wrenching, if you ask me.
Oh, God.
She has horrible panic attacks. Much like this book, he's a kicker in the NFL, and he for Canada's first team. Sorry, I know you hate to read about Canada, Kristen.
It's okay. I'm getting over my thing.
I listened to Wild Love and liked it. So
I was gonna say they don't talk about it a lot, but actually he talks about it a lot because it's Canada's first team, mm-hmm. and he says I blew it in a big game, and I'm guessing he blew it in the Super Bowl. He missed a long field goal that he's done before.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone hates him. Much like in what's the Elsie Silver book we read? Reckless? What is it called?
Reckless.
Flawless.
Those?
Yes, Flawless. Okay. How Rhett Eaton, because he talks shit about milk.
Yeah.
People hate this man. They like see him in public and they're like, no. So he also has this like in this book that you just talked about, how he he's feels like he's failed his sport. He can't do it anymore. He's got that mental block. And so he misses a bunch of field goals still. And but then she has a horrible father. Well, he was horrible, not now. And it's just, I mean, I bawled. Throughout the whole book, cried.
Link it in our Instagram story.
It's really good. I loved it. The sex isn't very sexy, but it's just a good book.
Okay, well, that's kind of like all the Mariana Zapata books. They like make you weep, and there's only like one sex scene.
Yes, and you wait. You are on the edge of your seat waiting for that one scene because the buildup and the tension is so good.
She just released a new book. I haven't read it yet.
Yeah, it's in my library.
In my Kindle library. The Things We Water. I read the first couple pages, but I wasn't in the right headspace to read it, so I stopped.
I tried to read it when I was drunk on Pink Whitney.
No, girl.
I put it down. I was like, it's not the time for that.
That's funny. Yeah. No, I feel like that's what this book was missing. I wasn't on the edge of my seat, like, excited about the sex scenes because I didn't feel, like, connected to the characters or anything. Because there wasn't enough, like, but. And also, for all the people. I know that I finished Minotaur and Daddy's Addiction. But let me tell you. Those books were like so short that I could put myself on the mental trajectory to get through them. This audiobook is like 17 hours or something crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty long.
Okay, that's all I'm going to say. But Courtney, if you read it, you have to let me know what you think.
Yeah. What's next on the docket?
Is Good Girl Complex.
Oh, y'all are reading that. Right, we're
back
right.
Back on L. Kennedy.
Ooh, I'm excited. And then after that, it kind of kickstarts our summer reads.
Which we do Pool Party next after that.
Pool Party and then Water, or Water then Pool Party?
No, it's Pool Party. You know, let me pull up our Instagram. That'll tell me. Okay, it is. Deepened, Good Girl. Oh, I'm sorry. My Date with Water. You are correct.
Yeah, My Date with Water. And then I think Pool Party and Pool Party, rest of our our summer reads.
Summertime.
Yeah. Before Kristen left town, I got her a book.
Ooh.
The Abby Jimenez book. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait to read it. Summer.
I know she's been in a reading slump. I tried to get her a book that wasn't on our reading list. You should send me your address because I think I'm going to surprise you with a book because I think you need to read this book that I'm going to send you.
What, me or her?
Kristen.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it'll just, because she's in a reading slump and I am. I have ideas.
Get out of that reading slump.
We'll get her there.
Okay, yes. I love it. I'll send you the address right after this. Okay.
Excellent. Well, thank you for listening and for sticking with us this far.
Yes, sorry y'all that I had to DNF, but I really don't believe in wasting the short life that we have on books that we are not enjoying.
Again, my name is Bailey.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Kristen.
And this has been the Lewd Librarians Podcast. Bye.
Bye.